just isn't listening.
Dinner's ready!
Maybe he just can't hear.
Babe!
It's time to turn up the volume on life. Beltone in Mooresville and Cornelius can help with a free hearing test and expert solutions tailored for you. Call 877-HEAR-123 today. That's 877-HEAR-123. Don't wait. Call 877-432-7123 and bring back the sound of love.
The following is a paid program and does not necessarily reflect the views of WSIC.
Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we move from victim of our history to author of our destiny, from victim to creator. And we're back on it, friends. So it's time today to take last week's show a little bit further. So, you know, we've been talking about the power of sound and how we can actually recalibrate what's going on in our body mind by making particular noises, believe it or not. Yes, you can shift what's happening, not just at the level of thought, but at the level of function and your nervous system status. Okay, so you can move your nervous system from stress to peace mode with sounds, okay? And we learned a few other things, a few more tricks on how to do that. Again, if you want to get that sound sheet that has the recipe for each of them, we went through six. Remember, you can email me on Dr. Leslie Wells, D-R, no dot after that, D-R, L-E-S-L-I-E, W-E-L-L-S, at gmail.com to get that sound sheet. Now, we're on to what's next, building upon that platform, and today I'm going to talk about what I call your inner operating system, okay? This is learning, kind of a parallel to how you're interacting with your own technology, with your phone, with your laptop. There's a lot of crossover into your physical mechanism, okay? Your own body is built technologically perfectly by the powers of God. And there are actual parallels between what's going on in there and working with reprogramming intentionally when things have moved into a state that's really not in your highest and best. Okay, so today we're going to be going into tools, how to do that, and then applying it. All right, your inner operating system. So this is the patterns under the surface that shape how you think, how you feel, and how you're going to show up in life. Okay, we're going to look at it through two lenses that you normally don't hear together, okay? Your brain is wiring and your emotional vibration or state, okay? Your brain's wiring and your emotional vibration or state, okay? If you've ever thought, I know what I should do, but I keep on doing the opposite, okay, then this one's for you. And by the way, that's very scriptural. Paul said, why is it that that which I want to do, I do not, and what I don't want to do happens naturally, okay? This is my paraphrase. But understand that even then, 2,000 years ago, what we're talking about is an inner operating system that has gone unconscious and it's having its way with you, that may be in direct conflict to what you really intend and know is in your highest and best. Okay, so this is the steps to take to begin to intentionally reprogram that inner operating system. So we're going to clear some old mental clutter. We're going to talk about the space that God gives us between trigger and response, and then walk through a simple upgrade that you can start today. All right. So we're going to start. Act one is the clearing. All right. So think about a cluttered closet that needs to be cleaned out, or let's just talk about our devices for a minute. Simple but powerful. Before you can upgrade any system, you've got to clear the junk. All right. Think about your phone. When it's full of old apps and photos and files, everything runs slower. And sometimes can start even getting dysfunctional in how it's running. So the same thing is with us. Our own bodies, our own inborn technology, we collect old stories, old hurts, labels, and they can clog our mental and emotional bandwidth. This is what we mean when I come on the show every time and talk about moving from victim of your history. Okay, your history is all that clutter that's being dragged along. Not to say that there's not value and wisdom to be born from our experiences in life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and even the traumatic, okay? There's wisdom that we can embrace and intentionally carry into the present and into the next, okay, into the future. However, alongside that potential wisdom, most of us are carrying junk, okay? We're carrying heaviness. We're carrying unconscious perceptions and conclusions that aren't working in our favor. So today we're going to be talking, number one, about how to clear, how to start unclogging what's been clogging our own mental emotional bandwidth and bringing in the clear space for what's intentional. Okay, in brain language, this shows us overactive stress pathways. In vibration language, it shows up as that heavy, tight, buzzing feeling you carry in your chest or your stomach. Today, we're going to go after that. Stay tuned, and you're going to get the tools next. That's what we're doing. We're reprogramming the inner operating station. Stay tuned.
Well, the mugginess has set in once again. A muggy Thursday around the Lake Norman area with temperatures in the upper 80s and scattered storms are back too. Some of those could be slow movers with heavy rain, and we'll have to keep an eye out for a few localized flash flooding problem areas heading into the next couple of days. Scattered storms will be possible, but they'll be hit or miss, and the rain chance comes down by the weekend. Temperatures in the mid-80s. That's your forecast from the Surf Pickleball and Kitchen. I'm WSIC meteorologist Chase Myers.
Prioritizing your health is one of the best ways to take care of yourself. From routine visits to the joys of pregnancy to the illnesses that stop you in your tracks, Iredell Health System will be by your side. Learn more at iredellhealth.org.
And we're back. It's the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, stepping back into recreating and clearing out your inner operating system. That's right. Okay, so we're going to start. I said to you in the last segment that we're talking from brain language as overactive stress pathways. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, pathways, I'm going to use a little bit of a technical term for a minute. Neural pathways are like a way of traveling that you have crossed a bunch of times. So if you imagine walking through a forest, and if you keep walking through the same exact way and go left of that one tree and right around the other, and you do that over and over again, you kind of trample down all of the undergrowth, and the path gets clear and easy and easier and easier to walk. In fact, the more and more people walk it, the bigger the path gets, and it's just a nice, clear path, even though there's underbrush and growth all around it. You've carved out an easy pathway. This is what happens in your brain. It's called a neural pathway, and the first time your thoughts create something new, the first time you go, oh, I've never thought this before, but you have a certain particular thought, that's a new neural pathway. Okay, the second time you return to that thought, it's going to be easier to access than it was the first time. And then the 227th time you access that same thought, it's a lot easier. So once you've accessed that thought enough times, it becomes a thought habit. And a thought habit can actually move into what we call a belief. So if you think something enough times, and this can work in your favor or very much against you, if you think something enough times, it becomes a belief. So if you doubt yourself and you go, I suck at this, okay? And then you repeat that again and then again and then again, even if it's on a non-verbal level, even if you haven't translated that feeling into a sentence that you're consciously playing in your brain, you can be feeling unworthy or a lack of confidence, self-doubt, or even shame. Okay, that feeling really is a neural pathway. And there's kind of an even unconscious thought that's going behind that icky feeling. So the more you've accessed that pathway, the more it turns into kind of how and who you are. Who are you showing up as? This is about becoming intentional, not being a victim, like we say, no longer a victim of your history. We may have carved out some pathways that are really not our highest and best. So today is about how to begin to clean that slate and become intentional. Yes, it takes a little effort at first. If you're going to organize the closet, you've got to go in there and pull out the junk and those remnants from the past that have been cluttering up the space. So you pull out what's been blocking, you make an opening, and then you step in with a new level of organization. So that's what we're able to do right now with your own body mind. So let's go into it. So act one is clearing, the releasing of mental and emotional clutter, okay? I want you to think of one pattern that keeps repeating in your path, in your life, okay? Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's anxiety or depression. Before you even get out of bed, maybe it's that voice that says, you're never going to get this right. Got it? That little tone that keeps showing up. Just pick one. You don't have to say it out loud. Pick, and let's be honest with ourselves and others. You may have seen this pattern showing up at different stages of your life. If you see it happening now, it's worthy to say, when have I felt like this before? And allow your memory to bring to you the revelation of something that may have been there since you were a child. Now, here's the key. The pattern isn't who you are, even if you can see that it's been there through your life. It's just, let's call it code, okay? It's code that got written into your nervous system over time. Now, science shows that the subconscious mind develops between 6 months in the womb and 7 years old. These are approximates, but this is what we're believing scientifically at this point. You have what's called the subconscious mind. So it means that that infant and then that toddler and then that young child were observing life through the lens that they had, that you had at that time, drawing conclusions. And then it's imprinted in what we call the subconscious. And over 95% of all your thoughts every day are coming from the subconscious, not from the conscious. This is how we can end up sabotaging ourselves. You might be declaring victory and making positive affirmations over and over. But if your subconscious mind is throwing in 100 oppositional thoughts to that every time you say your positive affirmation, you're losing the argument, okay? You're losing that battle because that subconscious is going to win out. And vibrationally, that's what you're going to be emitting. The self-doubt, the sense of failure, the inability to really feel like I'm worthy of this and I'm going to get it, okay? So today is about going back into that old programming, even down to the subconscious, and creating new intentional programming. We are the programmers of self now. Let's get intentional about it. And the good news is science backs us up. So we have ways to access these aspects of ourselves and our mind that we've never had before. So now is the time, and it's easier and quicker than it's ever been before, for you to choose who you're going to be and how you're going to show up, okay? The past is not your master. You get to call the shots. So here we go. It's this code that's been written into your nervous system. Your brain's always trying to be efficient, and it looks at what you repeatedly think and feel, and it says, oh, this must be important. Let's automate it. Get that? That means that your brain can automatically move into autopilot without you even consciously being aware of it, and it's going to take you down a path that is familiar. Okay, so a thought you have a lot becomes that pathway that's deeply carved in, and that pathway becomes a default setting. In neuroscience, we say neurons that fire together wire together. So it means your brain creates relationships inside of it that translate into that path of thinking and feeling repeating itself again and again. And that's just naturally what's going to show up if you don't do anything to consciously intervene. Okay. So when that default setting gets triggered, your body matches it. Your heart rate shifts, your breathing changes, your muscles tense, and that's your vibration. It's just the measurable state of your nervous system and your body. Now, you remember, foundational to the teachings of faith consciousness are, here's the formula of creation, is energetic vibrational exchange, EVE. Okay, vibrational is the middle word in that formula, energetic vibrational exchange. And so that leads us into three words, and here it is. Input equals output. So what the signal you are emitting, the frequency that you are vibrating into the field, equals what the field is going to give back to you. So you're going to reap what you sow. That's what the scriptures say about it. You will reap what you sow. So this is about being intentional about what seeds we're planting and not letting that unconscious, subconscious, autopilot program dictate what's happening. If you look at your life and you see a pattern, let's be the detective for a moment. What's the most recent thing that has become an obstacle in your world? Okay, look at the underlying dynamic. Maybe it's betrayal. Let's just use that as an example. Or somebody has broken their word to you or done something sneaky, and then you go, I can't believe this is happening to me again. Okay, look back. When else have I felt this way before? When else have I felt like someone I trusted has let me down? Okay, when we can look back and begin to see a pattern in relationships and outcomes in life, and you go, okay, this was how it was in my marriage, which reminds me of my first boss, okay, which reminds me of that sibling, whatever it is, see if you can be the detective, find the feeling, and say, when have I felt like this before? Look for the pattern. And let's begin to come into a realization that somewhere inside ourselves is a seed that's a match to that. Okay, somewhere in there, we are emitting a frequency, a signal that creates a statement to life. This is the input equals output. And if your statement, even from that young child who drew conclusions and ultimately set up the subconscious belief system, is saying, I'm not safe here, or life can't be trusted, or people let me down, okay? That signal is going to go into the field and life will bring you a match. So the good news today, friends, the word gospel means good news, okay? So we're bringing this blessed gospel that says there is another way, and we can be set free from the patterns of the past. Does it happen with no effort? No, but we are ready, and it is time to come together with the latest technology and begin to be intentional and recreate what's been running our lives automatically without our conscious consent. Okay, so when we talk about clearing, we're not talking about erasing your past. We're talking about interrupting that old script so your brain can write a new code. Okay, here we go. Here's a quick micro exercise. Let's try a quick clearing together now. If you're driving, just keep your eyes open and do this gently. If you're at home, you can close your eyes if you want. Step one is notice. Think about that pattern you picked up a minute ago. Okay? Let yourself feel the first tiny edge of it, not the whole wave, just the beginning. focus on what we just traced back and said, okay, what's been coming up for me? When have I felt like this before? Where is there a pattern? Step two is name it. You can whisper it or just say it in your mind. This is anxiety. Okay, this is how do I feel when I think of this pattern? How do I feel when I relive those memories in my mind? This is anxiety. This is anger. This is shame. We're not agreeing with it. We're identifying with it. Okay, we're identifying and acknowledging it. Okay, step three is locate it. Where do you feel it in your body right now? Is it in your chest? Is it in your throat? Your stomach? Just quietly notice, no judgment. Where do I feel something in my body when I go into this? And now we bring in the science. When you name a feeling and find it in your body, you're activating the thinking part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex. That part helps calm the alarm system in the brain, the amygdala. In plain language, we're noticing and naming. When we come back from the break, we're going to move into the replacement, the intentional new you. Stay tuned.
Well, the mugginess has set in once again. A muggy Thursday around the Lake Norman area with temperatures in the upper 80s and scattered storms are back too. Some of those could be slow movers with heavy rain, and I'll have to keep an eye out for a few localized flash flooding problem areas heading into the next couple of days. Scattered storms will be possible, but they'll be hit or miss, and the rain chance comes down by the weekend. Temperatures in the mid-80s. That's your forecast from the Serve Pickleball and Kitchen. I'm WSIC meteorologist Chase Myers.
Hear that? That's Alka-Seltzer, the sound of fast heartburn relief. Because when heartburn hits, you want something that works fast. Quick! Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer effervescent tablets start neutralizing stomach acid in seconds, so nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Next time, when that burning feeling comes on strong, don't wait. Quick! Alka-Seltzer. Try Alka-Seltzer. Use as directed.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome Home Veterans is a living military museum dedicated to honoring America's veterans, active duty personnel, and emergency services personnel. The veterans who visit play a part in the living history through their stories, and they help find, procure, and institute the artifacts and memorabilia that's on display. Come join others for coffee, share, reflect, get inspired, and become a part of their ever-growing family. Located in Richard's Coffee Shop, 165 North Main Street, Mooresville.
Telly Harley Davidson is simply the best, and their service department is second to none. Right now, 1K, 5K, and 10K M8 service is only $351.25 plus tax, including SIN 3 and heavy gear oil. Stop by to schedule your next service or online at TillyHD.com. Be road ready with Tilly of Statesville.
Bob McIntosh here with the McIntosh Law Firm in Davidson. Serving this community has been a collective passion of our law firm since 1997. We offer the quality legal services and results you would expect from a large downtown firm, but with a personal, community-focused approach right here at home. The McIntosh Law Firm, your local legal resource.
To learn more about the McIntosh Law Firm, visit McIntoshLawFirm.com.
Friendly reminder, don't break when you see the lake.
WSIC, local starts here.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Alphabet shares are down 15% since May due to fears a company is losing its edge in AI with the departure of key employees. Google's parent company at one time was a big tech stock to beat as investors bet that it was the most likely winner from the artificial intelligence boom, with shares hitting an all-time high on May 13th after gaining more than 150% in the previous year. The 15% drop has resulted in $692 billion in market value being erased, making it the second biggest point drag on the S&P 500 in that span. Wendy's shares dropping by as much as 14% on the Reuters report that Trian Fund Management has no plans to make a bid at this time to take the fast food chain private. Wendy's had previously risen 8.5% this year through Wednesday's close. Back in August, Wendy's shares had jumped on a report that Trian was preparing an offer with other investors. Markets are all in the green, with the Nasdaq leading the way up around 1.25%, with the S&P up 0.5%. Dan Schwartzman, Bloomberg Radio.
Don't miss a thing. Download the WSIC News app today. WSIC. Local starts here.
And we're back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And we are upgrading your inner operational system as we speak. Today, we are moving into that role where you are the designer, you are the coder, which means you're able to get to the core source of what's showing up on the outside, up front. So we're digging past the apparent into the true programming cause of these patterns that are occurring in your life. So we're not going to play victim of this is just how it happens. This is just what life has been like for me, as if it's something that's predetermined and unchangeable. The beauty is the brain has something called neuroplasticity. It means we can change the brain. We can change the thought patterns. We can change the dynamics of ultimately not just how we're feeling right now, not just the thought we're thinking right now, but along with that, a vibrational output that has a direct relationship with the field of life itself. Okay, remember the formula. Energetic vibrational exchange is the cause and effect in life of what results you are getting. Okay, as you are sending out that signal, and then life is giving you, you planted the seed, and then it's time for the harvest. So life is giving you the harvest of what you planted. And this is about moving it from the unconscious that we're unaware of to consciously reprogramming, recoding, and being intentionally aware of what's being sent out. So we know what seeds we're planting. We're not just planting by default anymore. So again, by just noticing and naming, we started lowering the intensity of the vibration. Okay, when you go into that feeling, that icky memory, that most recent trigger that you experienced, going back into how did it make me feel? How do I feel right now when I recreate that thought and memory in my mind? And then go into where do I feel that in my body? Okay, remember we identify it, we acknowledge it without trying to blame or get rid of it. We just say, this is what it is. This is how it feels. And this is where I feel it. Next, we get into the gap. And this is where we can intervene and create something totally new. The gap is something most people aren't paying attention to. It's the time to take a stop and allow a void to be there. And that void is what we call the void of pre-creation. It means it is a space of potential, and you get to choose what goes in there. This is where we flip the script, and we move out of what's been happening automatically into what we are choosing intentionally. Okay, in psychology, we talk about the stimulus and response. In spiritual language, we talk about choosing life or death in a moment. Remember, it's up to you. Choose life or choose death. Choose the thought, the frequency that upholds life, that feeds more life into your world, into your mind, and into your body. It's about blessing or cursing with our words and the thoughts behind the words. And in brain and vibration language, the gap is the space where you can choose a different circuit and put in a different state, okay? So when you don't use the GAP, your old operating system runs the whole show. Okay, when you do not step into that space and interject something new intentionally, you're going to allow autopilot to be running the show. So this is, friends, about moving from automatic to manual, all right, to where you are manually holding the controls. The system is no longer automatically running you. Okay, let's bring this down into real life. Let's say you text your spouse or your friend and they don't text back. Okay, 10 minutes go by, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. What's your story? What happens in that space where you're not getting a response in the time frame that you expected or hoped for it to be in? Okay, for a lot of people, the brain instantly pulls up an old file like, I'm not important, I feel neglected. Or we start demeaning that person for not responding to us, or why does this always happen to me? No one pays attention. No one gets me. Life doesn't respond to me, okay? This is when we begin to make story, they're mad at me, here we go again. You feel your body react. You feel your chest get tight. You feel that icky turbulence in your stomach, okay? Maybe your jaw clamps down or your shoulders rise up and get tight. That's your old operating system. It doesn't even check the facts. It just runs the oldest, strongest script, probably tied to even a trauma early on in life where you drew a conclusion that's been running the show for a long time since. So this is when we move into creating a new story. We can say, wait, I know this story, and I don't have to follow it all the way to the end this time. It's in the gap. Okay, you feel the tension. You feel the upset. You feel whatever the negative emotion is. And then this is about seeing it, acknowledging it, feeling where it is in your body, and then taking a moment. Okay, so here's what's going on under the hood. Let's look at the engine. Let's look past the surface into the coding behind what's showing up. The brain is predictive and it hates uncertainty. Okay, so the second something happens that feels familiar, it reaches for the fastest, most practiced pathway. Like, oh, I already know what this is about. We've already run this show 100 times. Okay, like water running downhill, the same grooves in a hillside, it just goes back for an old path that's familiar. And when you pause in the gap, even for 3 seconds, when you do a little interrupt and give it space, you can bring the thinking part of your brain back online. Okay, you're literally slowing down that stress circuit and giving yourself a minute to interject something else. You stop the spiral. Practice this consistently, and you're going to become one of those people who look calmer, clearer, and more grounded, okay, even in challenging circumstances, because the inner operating system is no longer being hijacked on autoplay. It's no longer going into that default program that has run the show before. So let's make this real. Think of a situation that usually hooks you, okay? Maybe it's a certain comment from your teenager or your coworker. Maybe it's an email from your boss or a conversation with that one family member where you can feel your blood pressure climb even as the conversation just starts up before they've even really said anything offensive yet. You're already predicting and expecting what's going to come. Okay, got it? Now imagine that situation happening today. See it like a short movie clip and notice the very first moment your body reacts. The first eye roll, the first little clench. Now, most of us blow right past that moment. We don't even realize that we have a choice there, okay, to not go into those conclusions and automatic stories that we've run before in similar situations. So now this is where we practice. Step 1, in your mind, say, there's the gap. Just that. You're signaling to your brain that we're going to do something different. Okay? You notice the feeling, you feel the trigger, and you stop. You acknowledge a gap because this is your friend. This is the one place where you can step in and turn the steering wheel in a different direction. Okay, step two is breathe once, slow in through the nose, and then longer out through the mouth. When you do that, you're breaking that old circuit and you're activating that peace presence from the parasympathetic nervous system. Step three is ask one better question, like what else could be true here? What else could be true? If I already felt safe and loved, how would I respond to this? You don't have to have the perfect answer. The question itself starts a new pathway. Interject new questions into the system, and you're going to get new outcomes in your life, all right? What else could be possible instead of that first fear-based conclusion or that offense? Stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to be going into how to bridge this with what you've already known, the truth that's been created within you. Stay tuned.
Well, the mugginess has set in once again. A muggy Thursday around the Lake Norman area with temperatures in the upper 80s, and scattered storms are back, too. Some of those could be slow movers with heavy rain, and keep an eye out for a few localized flash flooding problem areas heading into the next couple of days. Scattered storms will be possible, but they'll be hit or miss, and the rain chance comes down by the weekend. Temperatures in the mid-80s. That's your forecast from the Serve Pickleball and Kitchen. I'm WSIC meteorologist Chase Myers.
Looking for something to do around Lake Norman? Plenty of options, from live music and comedy to community events, fundraisers, and even a little early Christmas shopping. Here is your WSIC community calendar.
Every Thursday, it's Live Music Thursdays at the Serve in Cornelius. Enjoy live music in the lounge while you play pickleball, grab a bite, or enjoy a drink. Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Serve in Cornelius.
On Thursday, August 27th, enjoy the Horses and Hope Dinner Party at Splendor Pond in Mooresville. There'll be dinner, live music, silent auctions, and stories of hope and healing, all benefiting soul-to-soul connection. And it's mental health support for veterans, first responders, military members, and their families.
And Friday morning, Good Morning LKN returns to Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville from 7 to 9 a.m. Check out the market's new location and start your Friday with Good Morning LKN.
Also on August 28th, the Building Hope and Healing Hearts Dinner takes place at Trump National Golf Club in Mooresville. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, an open bar, and dinner overlooking Lake Norman while supporting the Brown Family Grief Center and its mission to bring a dedicated grief center to Iredell County.
Saturday, August 29th brings Stand Up for Good to Kane Center for the Arts in Cornelius. Comedy starts at 8 p.m. featuring Eric O'Shea, E.J. Masicampo, and host Ramona Holloway. Proceeds benefit Pharos Parenting and its child abuse prevention and family support programs.
For dates, details, tickets, and more events happening around the Lake Norman area, check out livework.playlkn.com.
That's livework.playlkn.com.
Reimagining care, restoring trust. Discover One Health, where our mission is creating the healthcare we all deserve. One Health provides comprehensive primary care and OBGYN services across the Lake Norman area. Visit our website at onehealthmpc.com to read our story and find a provider.
And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And today it is all about upgrading that inner operating system, and we're moving into the tools and technology of how to do that. Might sound complex, but it is simple. Just three simple steps. That's what we're working with, friends. Thought plus emotion plus, guess what's next? Repetition. Okay? This is why Personal development can inspire you for the moment. You can go to a course or read a book or write it down and highlight that thing that was so embracing you in the book. And nothing changes, okay? Because repetition is what creates change in the brain. Otherwise, it's a nice moment. It moves and inspires you, and then it doesn't impact your life. This is where the work comes in, friends. If you will go ahead and work with that new ability to imprint a new program and then repeat it, it's about the repetition. Remember the neural pathway. The more times you've walked that new path, the easier and easier it is until that becomes your new normal. It doesn't take work anymore once you've initialized that effort to repeat it. Go in there, interrupt, make it a new habit, and your brain will take that torch from you. This is like the torch passing. And once you've given it some repetition, it will do it for you automatically. It becomes the new way of being. That is your default. But between here and there, there's a bit of effort that must happen. And it is about the repetition. So let's walk back through it again. Okay, we're moving from theory to habit as we're installing this new code. So your brain doesn't upgrade from information. It upgrades from repetition. So whatever you practice, you strengthen. Now, if that sounds overwhelming because you spent a whole lifetime practicing this one particular element of self-doubt or this one particular habit where you blow up every time someone questions you, okay, that's coming from some deep inner sense of insecurity, unworthiness, whatever it is, it's based in fear, okay, and it doesn't have to run you anymore. It is about identifying, acknowledging, going into the gap, and then inserting that new program. Okay, so let's go through the steps again. Step one is clear. Remember, in the morning or at night, take 60 seconds to notice anything heavy that you're carrying from the day. All right? Name it. Locate it in the body. Feel the feeling. Take those three clearing breaths that we did earlier. Deep breath in the nose and then slowly out the mouth. Remember, that slow exhale is what activates that peace presence through your parasympathetic nervous system, right? Then you're wiping the smudges off of the screen. That's the clear. Step two is choose. So ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to show up as today or tomorrow? And I just want to interject here. It's a really good idea to do this practice right when you wake up or when you are getting ready to fall asleep. This is when the brain easily moves from what we call beta brainwave state, that's your active waking consciousness, into alpha, and deeper than alpha is theta. But when you relax the mind, when you go into that deep, slow exhale, and quiet yourself in the body, you can access that state that we call alpha, and that's where your reprogramming can happen. Okay, that's where what you put into the mind is going to be received and held. Okay, and so what kind of person do I want to show up as? As you're in that gap, as you're in that relaxed state. So maybe it's patient. Maybe I want to be more courageous. You, Dr. Joe Dispenza says, look back at your day and say, what would I love to have done differently? Like, how might I upgrade this system for a better result than who and how I showed up today, okay? So maybe it's courageous. Maybe it's present. Maybe it's compassionate. Maybe it's confident. Pick one word. And now imagine one real situation where that could be tested. See yourself in that scene. Then use the gap and choose that new word. Okay, imagine being triggered. And imagine for a moment, instead of going to your usual knee-jerk reaction, imagine finding the gap. Just pretend. Create the imagination. See the situation happening. And see a version of you that doesn't have the knee-jerk reaction and takes a pause. And in that gap, that's when we put in the new word. The one that you just chose. Courageous. Confident. Compassionate. Pick your word. What would you love to go into that place where previously you've lost your power? Okay, and autopilot has hijacked your world. Step three is charge. Okay, now you charge your vibration to match what you have chosen. So if you're sitting, then I want you to sit up a little taller and drop your shoulders. If you're lying down, just feel into the ease of your body and the position that it's in. Take a deep breath in and a long breath out. Slowly letting it out, and then say out loud and on the ground, I'm like, today I show up patient and clear. Today I show up courageous and kind. Or even today I show up for myself. Maybe a new version of you that upholds boundaries without getting triggered and emotional, but calmly, confidently upholds a boundary. You don't have to shout it out. Just say it like you mean it. Feel even 1% of what it is you'd like to feel. And that emotional signal is what your nervous system locks in, especially in that gap. Once you've had the slow exhale, imagine it in the scenario that would usually trigger you and allow yourself to see like a movie. Running, see a version of you showing up the way you'd love to see it. Do you know that science shows that your brain and your body cannot tell the difference between thought and reality? An example of that is athletes who have practiced mentally in their mind their sport. Imagine running down the court, dribbling the ball, throwing that ball and it going into the hoop. Research shows that just practicing and imagining your body walking through those steps and the outcome you intend showing up actually increases the likelihood of it. Your own body's coordination systems kick into gear as if you are practicing physically. You are creating new neural pathways and then reinforcing them every time you practice any behavior in life. So just imagine how powerful that makes you as an imaginationer, okay? If you can access your imagination and know that your thoughts create, what you are rehearsing in your mind is most likely to come true. So if you go in the opposite direction and you let yourself spiral into fearful, imagined scenes playing out, you're inviting that from the field. It means you're planting seeds of that outcome. And what's likely to come back to you is a harvest from that seed that you've planted. So this is where we find the gap. We set it up as we've talked about today. And when you get into that gap, you imagine then next that intentional outcome, the new version of you, even if you've never had that response before in that situation. First, start with imagining it. No matter how far you have to reach in your mind, you can do it. And as you imagine that new version, as you imagine, feel it in your body. Feel what calm, collective, and confident feels like. Feel what compassion feels like versus reactivity. Imagine it happening, and as you paint that picture, as you roll that movie in your mind before you go to sleep or right as you wake up, feel in your body what that response feels like. And make note. Notice the ease. Notice the tension dropping. Notice yourself feeling confident and whole. As you do this, You are reprogramming your inner operating system. Practice it daily for 21 days, and I promise you're going to see new outcomes in your life. Your behaviors are going to automatically change, but it takes repetition. So hang with me on that. Okay, as we move into wrapping things up for today, we're just going to recap. First is about the clearing, noticing the old code, name it, breathe through it so your nervous system can calm down. Two was the gap, that tiny space that happens between the trigger and response where you get to choose a different circuit. And three is the integration, clear, choose, charge. Imagine it happening. Feel the new response in your body. You will feel different. Your reactions will change. It takes the repetition. So you don't have to overhaul your whole life today. Just start by noticing one pattern and let me know. Friends, I want to remind you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well. See you next week. This is Dr. Leslie.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts.